T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Oh, it's so exciting. The rant line hour has finally arrived, but it came quickly. It feels like we just started the show. 860-522-9842. Yeah, we've got the rants coming up, and we've got Bob Stefanowski coming up in about 40 minutes, and we will, we've just got a lot of rants, so let me see if I can get one or two in right here to get things moving.
Hey, Todd, everyone was so happy when they took Trump off Facebook and Twitter, but they really were never after Trump. They were after us. Now they're going to shut us down. That's what they wanted to achieve. They just used Trump to do it, and we all followed along, and now we got a mess.
Well, that's a really good point. So the precedent of banning people has been established, especially major political figures with millions of voters and supporters, tens of millions. And now if you look at Joe Biden in the context of the shutdown of Donald Trump, then you start to see a pattern developing here of what the left is up to with their desire to eliminate free speech. But it's not really eliminating free speech. It's to allow it for some people and to not allow it for others.
Yes, Todd, this is Ron in Enfield. First of all, I was wrong. You played my long rant. You didn't shut me off. You surprised me. Thank you. Second of all, the union workers want more benefits. So they're scheming up more benefits. And the next one is, when they go to the toilet, the longer they sit on the toilet, the more overtime they get. It's all double time. Have a great day.
I don't think that's a new thing. Oh, well, maybe it is. So what he's saying is, in a rant on Friday, he did this really long rant. And part of it was really compelling, and it went on for minute after minute after minute with different points being made. And he was saying, I know you won't play this, about one portion of it. And I played that portion. And I split the rants up, but the point of the rants is not to be, not to come on for 3 minutes and bore people to tears, because that's what happens. It's to make pithy points. And you made some good pithy points, and I played them. I played your pithiest of points, and I've got the others still ready to go. 860-522-9842.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good afternoon. Yes, it's the Rants Line Hour. We'll play more rants in a moment, but we also do live phone calls during the rants. Josh in Woodbury. Hi, Josh.
Hey, good to talk with you. I just wanted to bring up the point that this whole, Facebook stuff with Joe Biden, saying that, people saying that the COVID vaccine isn't safe, that Facebook should take it down. And, because, of course, the government always knows what's right for the people. But what are they going to do, what are they going to do next on Facebook? Are they going to say, no Bibles to anyone that talks about religion or something. Are they just going to ban everyone that talks about religion? And, you know, what point are we going to say, you know, no more of this? You know, this is crazy. I mean, I can't have my opinion on a vaccine, and only the government can tell me if I'm right or wrong. Other people can't tell me I'm right or wrong. I just think that it's gotten to be crazy. Thanks for taking my call.
Josh, thank you for making the point. You know, this morning, Congressman Courtney was on with Brian, and they were talking about a proposal that would force the social media companies to pay the newspapers whose links are being posted. And that could be a whole nother line of attack on this whole thing. It's interesting. They're very coordinated in what they do. And the NPR story today attacking the whole idea that Facebook and the Daily Wire is conservative and too popular for them. So they're going after Ben Shapiro because that's his website. And you put the pieces together and you start to see that that the government is conspiring to take away our rights because everything is about their electoral victories rather than the American system or government. And that's what I see going on. That's my guess at this point. 860-522-9842. And that's the concern, of course, that we've got malicious government that we're dealing with. Joe in East Hampton, hi.
Hey, Don, thank you for taking my call. Real quick about in regard to the taxes and registration of vehicles, I actually did get pulled over in my town and was told my car was unregistered, even though all of our taxes mm-hmm. were paid on our vehicles. And if I may, I'd like to make one quick point while I have you on the phone. It's a little bit off topic, but my question is, if they're doing an investigation into the insurrection of the Capitol, why aren't they doing a federal investigation to a city that was taken over for an entire summer?
Are you talking about the section of Seattle, you mean?
Yeah, Seattle, rather, yes. The Chaz District.
Yes. Yes. But, so they investigate what they care about, and they care about going after conservatives.
Yeah, that's sad. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call. 860-522-9842.
Hi, Todd.
Hello there.
Hey, so how long do you think it'll take before they start censoring phone calls? Does that mean we the people are going to have to go underground? Just a thought.
No, it's a good thought, Gladys, because it's starting to feel very China-like. It's almost as if our government is watching China and saying, wow, they can do all these things. Why don't we do it?
Yeah, it's Friday night. Just watch the news and big concert at Xfinity Theater. It's Rock the Shot night. 21,000 emergency power mad to let 21,000 country music people, probably not vaccinated. Yeehaw! You know half of them ain't vaccinated, baby. But Ned, he loved it. Emergency power Ned. What a liar. What a liar.
Yes. Well, obviously there's no emergency going on, or they wouldn't allow all this activity. They wouldn't encourage all this activity. They wouldn't be promoting a drink for a drink, a beer, free beers, free whatevers, everything. The governor's been running all over the state trying to get people back out, back spending money, filling up those restaurants, and then he's claiming there's an emergency by saying, well, I'm going to ask for a few more days. I'm not sure how much longer I need. I'm just going to, it's not really that important. And then he goes looking for 6 months, and then he backs it off to 2 months. Well, what is it, Jolly Ned? You're just being utterly fraudulent. You are a fraud. Weather forecast. It's going to be comfortable in the 80s over the next few days. Tomorrow's the warmest one, 88 degrees, a beautiful sunny day. No rain. Tomorrow night, a thunderstorm rolls in, 68 degrees. Wednesday, showers, thunderstorm still in the area with a high 83. Thursday, no rain, sunny with a high 81 degrees, 73 right now at WTIC. Claude in West Hartford. Hello, Claude.
How you doing? Got a quick question here. You know the doctors that come to the house and check you out?
No, I did when I was a kid. I haven't seen one since then. Do they still have doctors who come to the house?
Yes, I had it a few years, and then I got it again this year. They called me today. Now, here's the thing, okay? They make an appointment, and now they tell me that I have to wear a mask.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about this all the time. Why do I have to wear a mask? I'm in my house. But they insist I wear a mask, so I don't know if I'm ready to cancel the thing, because nobody's going to tell me I have to wear a mask in my house.
Well, you know, that's up to you. They've got a right to say if they're going into a stranger's house, they want the stranger to be wearing a mask, because they don't know if you've been vaccinated. Therefore,
yeah.
You know, you could
be
heightening the danger.
We've been vaccinated, but why don't they just wear a mask? And I'm not going to wear a mask. If they have to wear a mask,
fine.
I'm going to tell them.
Cancel.
Don't come.
Yeah, well, cancel. Yeah. You know, that's life. People have a right to both sides of the opinion there. So I don't blame you for not wanting to wear a mask, but that means you don't get the convenience. And then you'll have to go to the hospital. And guess what they'll do when you get to the hospital? They'll tell you, you've got to put on a mask. So I would say put on the mask, get the appointment, and suck it up. But that's up to you. 860-522-9842. I mean, if you need the medical appointment.
Mike from Danbury. I remember when Nancy Pelosi came out and said that, boy, Trump's tax breaks were crumbs, but Biden's checks are a savior.
It's, you know, that one's almost inaudible because it's so muffled. I'm not sure why, but you know, I played it just because I want people to know. Sometimes I don't play rants because of things like that. And it's important to make sure you're not, like, muffling your – sometimes you can crunch your phone into your – you know, like if you don't want to put your hand up and you just crunch your shoulder up and you hold – like the microphone might be pressing against your face so it doesn't get clear signal. Sometimes there's stuff like that. Or sometimes it's just a bad connection. 860-522-9842. Ralph in South Carolina. Hi, Ralph.
Good. Todd, how are you? I have a couple of questions. As far as masks down here, if you go into a hospital or a walk-in clinic and you have been vaccinated, you don't need a mask. But that's
good.
Down here. But the reason I called talking about the Texas and all these other voting issues they're having, if I'm not mistaken, you have to be a citizen to vote, correct? Any election,
well, that you know, that's
U.S. citizen.
Not any election, because there are some cities around the country that are starting to pass things for immigrants and who aren't citizens, and for people who are underage. I think you can make your own laws as a state, or maybe even a subsidiary unit,
right?
Like a city or town.
I think California, some places do that. But the question I have is, they're talking about the law in Texas that if you produce an electric bill, that you can vote. How does that prove that you're a citizen by coming up with an electric bill?
Well, it doesn't even really prove that you're a legal resident either. I mean, you could just have your name on a bill. But they're, you know, they've never treated election laws and registration laws that seriously in this country, in my experience. It's been rather casual. The law in Connecticut is that you have to show an ID, but then you can also do an affidavit and just attest to the fact that you're a citizen is my understanding of how it works in real life. So, and that's just how it's always been. It didn't used to be that every vote was so precious and that the country was so evenly divided and so wired.
Well, absolutely. But the point I'm trying to make is that I know you have to be a citizen to vote, and especially in a federal election, but by producing an electric bill doesn't mean you're a U.S. citizen and that you're a legal voter.
Yes. Yeah, well, they're just trying to narrow it down. So yeah, well, that's true. Thank you for making the point, Ralph. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. We're doing the rants right now. The rant line number 751-4698.
Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, and Chelsea Manning are heroes.
I like that. Right to the point. Nothing additional. Bang, bang, bang.
There's a song called I'm a Liar. It's by Henry Rollins. That is never not singing the song.
Look it up and listen to it. Listen
see, there's another.
That is Ned the Liar.
Awfully the muffled.
Donkey. The donkey.
Awfully muffled, that call, too. Just want you to hear it.
Todd?
Yep.
In America, discrimination based on medical history is illegal.
Okay.
Schools, public schools, colleges, have no legal status to mandate a vaccine, or they're discriminating based on medical history. Thank
you. They're not using any medical history. They're just saying everybody who comes in has to be vaccinated. So I don't think that's – it's just having a threshold you have to get over to come in. But I understand what you're thinking is that some people would be saying that their medical history does not include a vaccine. But I don't know. You can't tell the government what to do very easily, especially in these circumstances. And I don't know where that one falls. I really don't.
Hey, Todd, if 60-something percent have been vaccinated and another 20-something percent have already had it,
that's 80.
Where's the virus going to go when it can only hit another 10%? And then after it hits that 10%, it's no more. Or are we that stupid that we can't understand basic mathematics anymore?
Well, it's not basic. But you see, this is why numbers are always deceptive. You can't take a number for the country and universalize it like that, because the average for the country might include 40% not being vaccinated in some places, or, whatever, immune. There are some places where the immunity levels are much lower because the vaccination levels are much lower. And those places can be on fire. But it doesn't mean the country really has a COVID problem. It just means there's some pockets where, because people aren't vaccinated, there's a lot of noise going on. Jim in Windsor, hello there.
Hi, I'd like to follow up on a previous caller, if I may. I agree with the previous caller. Two places I'd like to point out, identification. Go to any local bank, and if the clerk does not know you, and you want to cash a check, and you bring out a bill from your electric light company, she's not cashing your check. That's one. And no one can claim discrimination. Second place, you go to the airport. If you don't have proper ID, but you say, I got my electric light bill, they're not letting you on a plane, and no one can claim discrimination. I'm telling you, our politicians are so full of it, claiming, we're making it impossible for the average person to register and vote. It's a bunch of malarkey.
Well, you're right on that, Jim. No argument on that end of it. However, the bank thing is just, that's totally their prerogative, what ID. They could say you have to, show your MasterCard issued in their bank, and that's up to them. What they do, and the airport is a whole different thing in terms of standards, because you're flying, it's controlled by the federal government and the FAA and the whatever that agency is called that does the security now, and Homeland Security. There's a bit of a mishmash, but your point is correct. Let's play some more rants coming up. We'll, in about 15 minutes, we'll be getting to Bob Stefanowski.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Oh, it's so exciting. The rant line hour has finally arrived. But it came quickly. It feels like we just started the show. 860-522-9842. Yeah, we've got the rants coming up. And we've got Bob Stefanowski coming up in about 40 minutes. And we will, you know, we've just got a lot of rants. So let me see if I can get one or two in right here to get things moving.
Hey, Todd. Everyone was so happy when they took Trump off Facebook and Twitter. But they really were never after Trump. They were after us. Now they're going to shut us down. That's what they wanted to achieve. They just used Trump to do it. And we all followed along. And now we got a mess.
Well, that's a really good point. So the precedent of banning people has been established, especially major political figures with millions of voters and supporters, tens of millions. And now so if you look at Joe Biden in the context of the shutdown of Donald Trump, then you start to see a pattern developing here of what the left is up to with their desire to eliminate free speech. But it's not really eliminating free speech. It's to allow it for some people and to not allow it for others.
Yes, Todd, this is Ron in Enfield. First of all, I was wrong. You played my long rant. You didn't shut me off. You surprised me. Thank you. Second of all, the union workers want more benefits. So they're scheming up more benefits. And the next one is, when they go to the toilet, the longer they sit on the toilet, the more overtime they get. It's all double time. Have a great day.
I don't think that's a new thing. Oh, maybe it is. So what he's saying is, in a rant on Friday, he did this really long rant. And part of it was really compelling, and it went on for minute after minute after minute with different points being made. And he was saying, I know you won't play this, about one portion of it. And I played that portion. And I split the rants up. But the point of the rants is not to be, you know, not to come on for 3 minutes and bore people to tears, because that's what happens. You know, it's to make pithy points. And you made some good pithy points, and I played them. I played your pithiest of points, and I've got the others still ready to go. 860-522-9842.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good afternoon. Yes, it's the Rants Line Hour. We'll play more rants in a moment, but we also do live phone calls during the rants. Josh in Woodbury. Hi, Josh.
Hey, good to talk with you. I just wanted to bring up the point that this whole, you know, Facebook stuff with Joe Biden, you know, saying that, you know, people saying that the COVID vaccine isn't safe, that Facebook should take it down. And, you know, because, of course, the government always knows what's right for the people. But what are they going to do, you know, what are they going to do next on Facebook? You know, are they going to say, you know, no Bibles, anyone that talks about religion or something? Are they just going to ban everyone that talks about religion? And, you know, what point are we going to say, you know, no more of this? You know, this is crazy. I mean, I can't have my opinion on a vaccine, and only the government can tell me if I'm right or wrong. Other people can't tell me I'm right or wrong. I just think that it's gotten to be crazy. Thanks for taking my call.
Josh, thank you for making the point. You know, this morning, Congressman Courtney was on with Brian, and they were talking about a proposal that would force the social media companies to pay the newspapers whose links are being posted. And that could be a whole nother line of attack on this whole thing. It's interesting. They're very coordinated in what they do. And the NPR story today attacking the whole idea that Facebook and the Daily Wire is conservative and too popular for them. So they're going after Ben Shapiro because that's his website. And you put the pieces together and you start to see that that the government is conspiring to take away our rights because everything is about their electoral victories rather than the American system or government. And that's what I see going on. That's my guess at this point. 860-522-9842. And that's the concern, of course, that we've got malicious government that we're dealing with. Joe in East Hampton, hi.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call. Real quick about in regard to the taxes and registration of vehicles, I actually did get pulled over in my town and told my car was unregistered, even though all of our taxes were paid on our vehicles. And if I may, I'd like to make one quick point while I have you on the phone. It's a little bit off topic, but my question is, if they're doing an investigation into the insurrection of the Capitol, why aren't they doing a federal investigation to a city that was taken over for an entire summer?
Are you talking about the section of Seattle, you mean?
Yeah, Seattle, rather, yes. The Chaz District.
Yes. Yes. But, so they investigate what they care about, and they care about going after conservatives.
Yeah, that's sad. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call. 860-522-9842.
Hi, Todd.
Hello there.
Hey, so how long do you think it'll take before they start censoring phone calls? Does that mean we the people are going to have to go underground? Just a thought.
No, it's a good thought, Gladys, because it's starting to feel very China-like. It's almost as if our government is watching China and saying, wow, they can do all these things. Why don't we do it?
Yeah, it's Friday night. Just watch the news and big concert at Xfinity Theater. It's Rock the Shot night. 21,000 emergency power in there to let 21,000 country music people, probably not vaccinated. Yeehaw! You know half of them ain't vaccinated, baby. But Ned, he loved it. Emergency power in Ned. What a liar. What a liar.
Yes. Well, obviously there's no emergency going on, or they wouldn't allow all this activity. They wouldn't encourage all this activity. They wouldn't be promoting a drink for a drink, a beer, free beers, free whatevers, everything. The governor's been running all over the state trying to get people back out, back spending money, filling up those restaurants. And then he's claiming there's an emergency by saying, well, I'm going to ask for a few more days. I'm not sure how much longer I need. It's not really that important. And then he goes looking for 6 months, and then he backs it off to 2 months. Well, what is it, Jolly Ned? You're just being utterly fraudulent. You are a fraud. Weather forecast. It's going to be comfortable in the 80s over the next few days. Tomorrow's the warmest one, 88 degrees, a beautiful sunny day. No rain. Tomorrow night, a thunderstorm rolls in, 68 degrees. Wednesday, showers, thunderstorms still in the area with a high 83. Thursday, no rain, sunny with a high 81 degrees, 73 right now at WTIC. Claude in West Hartford. Hello, Claude.
How you doing? Got a quick question here. You know the doctors that come to the house and check you out?
No, I did when I was a kid. I haven't seen one since then. Do they still have doctors who come to the house?
Yes, I had it a few years, and then I got it again this year. They called me today. Now, that's here's awesome. The thing, okay? They make an appointment, and now they tell me that I have to wear a mask.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about this all the time. Why do I have to wear a mask? I'm in my house. But they insist I wear a mask. So I don't know if I'm ready to cancel the thing, because nobody's going to tell me I have to wear a mask in my house.
Well, that's up to you. They've got a right to say if they're going into a stranger's house, they want the stranger to be wearing a mask, because they don't know if you've been vaccinated. Therefore, you could be heightening
We've been
the
vaccinated,
danger
but
or whatever.
Why don't they just wear a mask? And I'm not going to wear a mask. If they have to wear a mask,
fine.
I'm going to tell them.
Cancel.
Don't come.
cancel. Yeah. That's life. People have a right to both sides of the opinion there. So I don't blame you for not wanting to wear a mask, but that means you don't get the convenience. And then you'll have to go to the hospital. And guess what they'll do when you get to the hospital? They'll tell you, you got to put on a mask. So I would say put on the mask, get the appointment, and suck it up. But that's up to you. 860-522-9842. I mean, if you need the medical appointment.
Mike from Danbury. I remember when Nancy Pelosi came out and said that
boy, Trump's tax breaks were crumbs, but Biden's checks are a savior.
It's you know, that one's almost inaudible because it's so muffled. I'm not sure why, but you know, I played it just because I want people to know. Sometimes I don't play rants because of things like that, and it's important to make sure you're not like muffling your. Sometimes you can crunch your phone into your, you know, like if you don't want to put your hand up and you just crunch your shoulder up and you hold, like the microphone might be pressing against your face so it doesn't get clear signal. Sometimes there's stuff like that. Or sometimes it's just a bad connection. 860-522-9842. Ralph in South Carolina. Hi, Ralph.
Good. Todd, how are you? I have a couple of questions. First of all, sir. As far as masks down here, if you go into a hospital or a walk-in clinic and you have been vaccinated, you don't need a mask. But that's
good.
Down here. But the yeah. reason I called talking about the Texas and all these other voting issues they're having, if I'm not mistaken, you have to be a citizen to vote, correct?
Any election, that's a U.S. citizen. Not any election, because there are some cities around the country that are starting to pass pass things for immigrants and who aren't citizens and for people who are underage. I think you can make your own laws as a state or maybe even a subsidiary unit,
right?
Like a city or town.
I think California, some places do that. But the question I have is, they're talking about the law in Texas that if you produce an electric bill that you can vote. How does that prove that you're a citizen by coming up with an electric bill?
Well, it doesn't even really prove that you're a legal resident either. I mean, you could just have your name on a bill. But they're, you know, they've never treated election laws and registration laws that seriously in this country, in my experience. It's been rather casual. The law in Connecticut is that you have to show an ID, but then you can also do an affidavit and just attest to the fact that you're a citizen is my understanding of how it works in real life. So, and that's just how it's always been. And it didn't used to be that every vote was so precious and that the country was so evenly divided and so wired.
Well, absolutely. But the point I'm trying to make is that I know you have to be a citizen to vote, and especially in a federal election, but by producing an electric bill doesn't mean you're a U.S. citizen and that you're a legal voter.
Yes. Yeah, well, they're just trying to narrow it down. So yeah, well, that's true. Thank you for making the point, Ralph. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. We're doing the rants right now. The rant line number 751-4698.
Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, and Chelsea Manning are heroes.
I like that. Right to the point. Nothing additional. Bang, bang, bang.
There's a song called I'm a Liar. It's by Henry Rollins. That is Ned Lamont singing the song. Look it up and listen to it.
See, there's another.
That is Ned the Liar.
Awfully muffled.
Donkey. The donkey.
Awfully muffled, that call, too. Just want you to hear it.
Todd.
Yep.
In America, discrimination based on medical history is mm-hmm. illegal.
Okay.
Schools, public schools, colleges, have no legal status to mandate a vaccine, or they're discriminating based on medical history.
Well,
thank you.
They're not using any medical history. They're just saying everybody who comes in has to be vaccinated. So, I don't think that's, it's just having a threshold you have to get over to come in. But I understand what you're thinking is that some people would be saying that their medical history does not include a vaccine, but I don't know. You can't tell the government what to do very easily, especially in these circumstances. And I don't know where that one falls. I really don't.
Hey, Todd, if 60-something percent have been vaccinated and another 20-something percent have already had it,
that's 80.
Where's the virus going to go when it can only hit another 10%? And then after it hits that 10%, it's no more. Or are we that stupid that we can't understand basic mathematics anymore?
Well, it's not basic. But you see, this is why numbers are always deceptive. You can't take a number for the country and universalize it like that, because the average for the country might include 40% not being vaccinated in some places, or, you know, whatever, immune. There are some places where the immunity levels are much lower because the vaccination levels are much lower. And those places can be on fire. But it doesn't mean the country really has a COVID problem. It just means there's some pockets where, because people aren't vaccinated, there's a lot of noise going on. Jim in Windsor, hello there.
Hi, I'd like to follow up on a previous caller, if I may. I agree with the previous caller. Two places I'd like to point out, identification. Go to any local bank, and if the clerk does not know you, and you want to cash a check, and you bring out a bill from your electric light company, she's not cashing your check. That's one. And no one can claim discrimination. Second place, you go to the airport. If you don't have proper ID, but you say, I got my electric light bill, they're not letting you on a plane, and no one can claim discrimination. I'm telling you, our politicians are so full of it, you know, claiming, you know, we're making it impossible for the average person to register and vote. It's a bunch of malarkey.
Well, you're right on that, Jim. No argument on that end of it. However, the bank thing is just, that's totally their prerogative, what ID. They could say you have to, you know, show your MasterCard issued in their bank, and that's up to them. What they do, and the airport is a whole different thing in terms of standards, because you're flying, you know, it's controlled by the federal government and the FAA and the whatever that agency is called that does the security now, and Homeland Security. You know, there's a bit of a mishmash, but your point is correct. Let's play some more rants coming up. In about 15 minutes, we'll be getting to Bob Stefanowski.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch. Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.